Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Rochelle Hiller about this year's Relay for Life kickoff for Washington County. The Relay for Life kickoff is coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about what this is?
We're going to have kickoff on March 27th at JP's 207, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening. And it's just a time to, if you don't know what Relay is about, come find out our teams that have been there previous. We hope that, you know, they'll come and just, it's really kind of learn what we have new coming for this year, get fired up for fundraising and just getting the word out about Relay.
And there are some changes to Relay here in Washington this coming summer. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
We have changed our date. We will be August 23rd. We are still up on the square, but we will be going from 10 in the morning to 10 in the evening, where previously we had been noon to midnight.
And why has this change occurred?
The date change was that June is so busy, there's something every weekend. And every year we've done a survey, and it's always, everything's so busy. My friend had to go to this. You know, we had family that couldn't come because they were out in other areas of the county, you know, participating. So we thought moving the date, this would be an opportunity for those outlying communities to really be a part of it, because it's not just Relay for the city of Washington, it is the county. So we really want to try to bring in more from outside the city.
So this kickoff event would be a great time for people from Ainsworth and Wellman and Riverside and Kelowna, all over the place.
Yes.
To come and get more information.
Yeah, most definitely. We have some really exciting things we're going to do. We have a cook-off in the works that the gal that's in charge of that will be explaining more about that. And it's really a good time to come and learn what we're about, what we want to do, what we see in the future. And it's usually a pretty good time.
And have I heard about a theme for this relay?
We will be tailgating against cancer. So kind of tailgate themed, football themed, because it is the weekend before the very first Iowa Hawkeye game. So,
and if people are interested but can't make it to the kickoff, how can they get more information and get involved?
We have a website, which is www.relayforlife.org/Washington County IA. Or if you just put in relayforlife.org, there is a spot where you can put in Washington zip code. We'll take you to our website, or they can call me. My cell phone is 319-461-0872.
All right. And last year, Washington hit the $1 million raised mark.
Yes.
Is there a new goal in sight?
We would like to raise $100,000 for this year's event. We're doing a pretty good job so far. I'm not exactly sure what that number is currently, but we're getting there. But we'd really like to make $100,000. That would be great.
And in addition to the fundraising goal, do you have a number that you're hoping to have as far as participants?
We have a goal of, I believe, 18 to 20 teams. That's kind of our goal. We do have goals for, you know, how many survivors we would like to have, how many participants. We'd love to see every number go up. It's kind of been in a decline over the past couple years, but everybody is so busy. Even if, you know, somebody just wants to come for the day, it's awesome.
And can you remind folks again when and where the kickoff will be?
It will be at JP's 207, starting at 6 p.m. on March 27th. And I know there are stairs there, but if people are kind of worried about negotiating the stairs, we will help them get down there. So we hope to see them there.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share with folks at this time?
Just, you know, think about Relay and come and join us. It's an awesome time for a really great cause.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Rochelle Hiller about the Relay for Life kickoff. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.